you got to get somebody to like show you a mirror, some from the outside, whether it be someone on your team, a mentor, someone in your venture capital firm, somebody who's from a company you represent. Like, find somebody that can help shake you from your perspective to see through a different lens. Welcome to Evolve Leadership, the arena where high-achieving leaders are challenged to redefine their limits. My name is Angus Nelson. I grew up in the United States, and I now live in Lisbon, Portugal. I'm an executive coach, and I've spent my career advising and training leaders from startups to Fortune 500 companies. And here's what I've learned. An old, ineffective leadership framework will always keep you on a hamster wheel, consumed with work-life balance, burnout, and stress. Here on the show, each week we'll help you rethink the path to achievement. We'll help you discover new principles, new philosophies to the modern leader. Look, the world is relentlessly changing, demanding a new era of leaders. It's time to redefine your limits. So enter the arena, my friend. It's time to evolve. Well, hello there. Welcome to the Evolve Leadership Show. I'm your host, Angus Nelson. And today I'm going to share something with you that one of our members, who is a founder of a tech startup, said to me, what you shared is one of the best things you've ever put out into the world. And that's what I'm going to share with you today, because I'm going to talk about entrepreneurship and how, as entrepreneurs, we are a different species. We are cut from a different cloth. We are wired so differently. And I think what I'm about to share with you could, and I don't mean to like over-dramatize, but it could change your life. And let's jump into it right now. And then I want to come to you to talk about entrepreneurship and particularly tech startups and how hard it freaking is. I just got off a call with one of my clients, and we were discussing this project he's been working on for the last couple of years, building out this app, this thing that could be transformational to the world. And yet he's finding himself like hitting these walls and getting to this place that is challenging him. Because I will tell you this, entrepreneurship is probably one of the most craziest rides of personal development that anyone can ever go on, because it shows you so much about yourself. And it's going to cause you to go to different heights, to step into different emotions, to conquer different kinds of feelings and thoughts and people. And my role is to help these entrepreneurs, these founders, work through the stuff. And I'm sitting here just in gratitude thinking, man, if I could just help people to get the hell out of their own way, to help leaders and founders get to that place where their audacity and their power and their dream can become a reality, if they can let go of the trauma, the drama, the lack of communication, the lack of clarity. And this is where so many people get to, is they have a different energy than everyone else. That's what makes a founder a founder. That's what makes an entrepreneur an entrepreneur. They aren't going to play by the rules. They're going to create their own. They have this ability and this vision, this drive to go and create something that otherwise never would be. And in that process, there are times of self-doubt. There are times of friction and resistance. There are times where you have to choose who's your friend and who's not your friend. There's times where you sit in front of a mirror and you question everything about yourself and your life. You get to that place where like work-life balance doesn't exist, and it's all just one big mashed up thing. And this is where most entrepreneurs find themselves. And you look at all the other tech startups and you're like, you hear all the miraculous stories of success. And this company went from here to here in this crazy short period of time. And you're like, oh, me too. And then you get in the midst of it and wow, it's painful and it's harder and it takes longer than you thought it would. Because the number of startups, especially in the tech world, that actually become quote unquote successful is really minute. It's really small. And we think, like, if I could just get to 10,000 MRR, if I could just get to 25,000 MRR, if I get to 100,000 MRR, if I get to $1 million monthly recurring revenue, then I will have arrived. And the percentage of companies that actually get to a million MRR is very small. But the problem is we get to 10,000. We're like, yeah, no, I should be happy. But then you're like, well, if I can get to 10, then shouldn't I get to 20? And if I can get to 20, shouldn't I get to 50? And if I can get to 50, I can get to 100. And if I get to 100, I get 250. And then when I get to 250, I should be fine. And it's like this, and the amount of pressure, the amount of noise in your head. And then if you take outside money, if you go and raise venture capital, or let's even start with angel round, like your family and friends, and now you feel the pressure that you need to deliver for that family member, for that uncle, for that whatever. And that adds to the pressure, adds to the noise. And we all just want to be successful. But through that requires something of us. Requires us to go to a new level, requires of us to go to a new being, that we're not just creating a product, we're not just creating a company. We're becoming someone new in the process. As the founder, as the leader, you must become someone else. And if you're a technical founder and you get to a certain level where you start adding team members, then you have to start thinking differently as no longer just the, the code monkey, no longer just the doer, but now you have to rise to leadership and communication and managing people and the soft skills that are required of that. And how do you delegate so that you're no longer the doer, but now you become a decider? You're making decisions. You're creating vision. You're creating a reality so that you can help people know where we're going along the path. Man, I got off this call today with this client who's building this thing, and he's facing all this friction of like, do I keep this person? Do I get rid of this person? Do I go get a co-founder? Do I not get a co-founder? And he's in all the midst, and he's getting all the worry and all the stress and the money and this and that. And I challenged him. Who do you need to be in this situation? If you took away all the noise, if you took away all the things that you're emotionally weighed down with, if you took away all the contemplations getting in your way, like what would you do in this moment if you were the leader that is actually building the company you want to build? And the decision becomes easier. He's like, well, then I would do this. And I said, go do that.
Let me just pause for a second to say this. There is one trait that you will find in every successful leader, no matter their industry, no matter their role. And that trait is action. And we want to inspire ambitious leaders like you to bet on yourself and take action on those audacious goals that you see in your heart. That's why we created our 90-Day Accelerator. It's a results-driven, battle-tested framework designed specifically for high-performing leaders like you, to get unstuck and propel you towards your goals. And in just 90 days, you won't even recognize a person you used to be. To be a part of this elite community, go to evolveleadership.org. Now, back to the show.
People who are not in tech startup, people who are not founders, don't understand the level of complexity of our emotions, the level of complexity and the challenge, the level of anxiety and stress and sleepless nights when your burn rate is larger than your revenue stream. This is where my level of empathy and compassion rises. And I just want to tell you that if you are a tech founder, if you're a CTO, a CEO, a COO, CIO, CHRO, whatever their C-suite role is, your responsibility, number one responsibility, is to take care of you. What kind of personal development, what kind of health regimen, what kind of self-care, what kind of time and margin do you need to create for yourself and or your spouse or for your kids? Because as the leader goes, so will the company. And if the leader is growing, the company will follow. The company will grow too. And where companies get into trouble is that when the leader stops growing, the company stops growing. Like we become our own bottlenecks. We become our own friction. We become our own stall tactics and procrastination. And if you aren't in the place of allowing yourself permission to have margin, time, space, health, mental stability, you got to get somebody to like show you a mirror, some from the outside, whether it be someone on your team, a mentor, someone in your venture capital firm, somebody who's from a company you represent. Like find somebody that can help shake you from your perspective to see through a different lens. Because you are a different species, my friend. If you're an entrepreneur, you are a different species. You're not living by the programming of doing the 9-to-5, going in and getting a paycheck. Like there, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's normal. That's like the rest of our world. But for those of you who have this bent, like you want to create something different, like your thinking, your process, your audacity is different. And as such, you have to understand that like a McLaren, like a Lamborghini, like a like high-end sports car, you must care for yourself differently. You need a special fuel. You need a special rest. You need special treatment. And as such, you need to see yourself in that fashion, giving yourself more time, more space, more rest, more opportunity to breathe. Learn to delegate. Learn to trust your teams. Learn how to hire A players. Let them bring their ownership to the product. Let them bring their expertise to the product. Let them surprise and delight you in all the most amazing ways. This is what a leader does. And as a leader, the things you put your focus on is you focus on the money. Where's our revenue? How's it going out? How's it coming in, right? Number two is what's the vision? Where are we going? Giving vision to your team, giving them that cast vision that like, this is why we're doing everything that we're doing. And number three is you be the one that brings energy to your team. Your job is to bring the energy, like not just why we're doing this, but like the passion, make it a contagion. Helping them see greatness in themselves, helping them see the greatness of their careers within your company, helping them see that you're wanting to help them move beyond where they currently are to where they could be. Maybe it's another step or role within your company. Maybe it's to go work for some other company and understand that that's okay. Like we have to change the way that we think and the way that we see as we're running our companies. And the biggest hurdle that I see in founders is a scarcity mindset. Scarcity that we're trying to protect and trying to hold and trying to possess our code, our product, our team, our money. And we like, and we like try to cocoon everything and control everything. And when you do, it's as the harder you squeeze, the more you cut off the flow and the more that squeezes out. Like your money will disappear, your team will disappear, your momentum will disappear. And then you're going to lose everything else. And it could be as detrimental as your family, your kids, your wife, your husband. It could be your venture capital firm. It could be like all sorts of other things that if you get to that state of scarcity where you are trying to control everything, you will control nothing. And so what if you learned a different way? And maybe this sounds crazy to you, but what if you learn to let go? Like, let go of trying to control everything and instead, like, trusted your team, trusted the process, trusted yourself, your intuition, and stop looking at how everyone else does it and ask your conscience, ask your soul, ask your spirit, ask your intuition. How should we create this company? How should we create this product? How should we lead this team? And trust yourself that you have what it takes to get to where you want to go. Imagine that novel concept. You're a powerful mofo. And if you will give yourself permission to believe that, give yourself permission to walk into that, give yourself permission to create that, to see yourself as the leader who does the things you see in your heart, to see yourself in the power and the possibility, then you will actually have the capacity to do it. You have the actual components and the elements and the little concoction that you're creating requires you to be in that state of rest, trust, belief. That is the creative process. And if you are out of alignment with that, if you're stumbling through that, then I want to invite you to find somebody. And it doesn't have to be me. I'm not here just come and like pitch my shit. I'm here to tell you, go find somebody. I'm not for everybody, but there's a somebody for you. Invest in yourself. Books, training, workshops, mentors, coaches, accountability of some sort, because it's been said without accountability, there's no motivation for change. And you have been born for such a time as this. Have enough value for yourself and the dream and the vision you have that you will do what it takes to get the support you need, to create the time and margin that you need, to get the perspective that you need, to get the growth for you so that you can bring growth to your company. Man, I love what I do. I help leaders be more of themselves, to be the powerhouses they were born to be, to remind them how powerful they are. That's my job. It's what I do. I do a fucking good job at it, if I do say so myself. And you, thank you for listening, taking the time to listen to this. And I want to tell you, you're damn good at what you do too. Lean into that. Trust that. And go do that. Go be that. Go create that.
As we wrap up another episode of Evolve Leadership, thank you so much for taking time to invest in you. If there's to be any sustainable growth in your company or even in your relationships, you must grow first. And it's what I love to do for leaders, to help them grow, to challenge their thinking, sharpen self-awareness, to instill an unshakable confidence, and ultimately upgrade their sense of self. And we do this through our proprietary method called Agile EQ Plus, where we're leveraging agile leadership and emotional intelligence. We provide our signature training for individuals, and for businesses, we've designed a unique curriculum for company-wide learning and development. If you'd like to learn more about our training or to schedule a call, you can simply go to evolveleadership.org. And until next time, stay driven, keep climbing, and never stop evolving.